For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
We've heard from their conversation with Ian Carmel and a lot of talk surrounding the Portland Trailblazers and what they just did in the NBA draft, getting Donovan Klingon on the roster, acquiring Denny Avdija, and now looking forward, the Blazers have a lot of moves to do. Fans really wanting to see some movement, certain players on the move in those discussions, and one of those certain players is Jeremy Grant. Forward Jeremy Grant, we are wondering where he's going to end up. Danny actually addressing a big question coming up in the last week on social media. Where will he go, and will he go to the Lakers?
We've got a lot that we need to unpack here as it pertains to the Portland Trailblazers, because we talked about the biggest news kind of brewing around Portland, which is the potential of Jeremy Grant and a Lakers trade that has been out there, and who knows what's going to happen there. Should be noted, you know when the last time the Blazers did a deal with the Lakers was? I think I saw this from Tom Haverstraw.
It's like 72?
It was 1980. And remember, we were sitting there when the Nets and the Knicks did a deal. We were like, oh, my God. It was 1983.
Been a long time.
It's been longer. Mm-hmm. Anything that helps the Lakers, I'm out on. We know that. Hand up. Bias. Not a Laker guy. Do not like them. So I would not like to help the Los Angeles Lakers.
No, and that's why I think the Blazers, if they make that deal, are going to make sure they get every pound of flesh that comes along with that. And there is a standing relationship, though, because there are members of Clutch, Rich Paul's agency, LeBron's agency. Let's call it what it is.
Jeremy Grant.
Chauncey Billups. Yusuf Nurkic. There's been quite a few people who have come through that have been more recently Clutch-linked or represented members of the organization who have gotten deals, and that those relationships matter. I mean, Neil Olshey, it wasn't just because that he just liked those players. He basically signed everyone in free agency that was a Mark Bartlestein client because he has a relationship with that agent.
Yep.
And that those things happen across. Go take a look at everyone Detroit basically has brought in for years. They have some relationship to WME because Arne Tellem, the vice president, used to run WME. Like, it's,
well,
people do not truly understand how integrated this stuff is.
Is Tobias Harris a WME client? Because he just signed a 2-year, $52 million deal with the Detroit Pistons, which if you were wondering, heading into free agency, the 76ers had the most cap space, $61.3 million. They went and blew right through that with Paul George signing. The Pistons, they have $51.1 million because everybody is ridiculously young, so they went and got Tobias Harris, which this man, he's getting the bag over and over
he's
again.
Got a,
good for him.
Not only that, he has a good reputation in Detroit, somewhere that's where he kind of got his start.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's that more than anything, because he's got an off, I shouldn't say off-brand, he has a lesser known agent.
Okay. Let's talk about some of the teams that maybe aren't connecting in free agency, haven't connected in free agency, or have missed on guys like Isaiah Hartenstein. It was reported, all right, it would be the Knicks, it could be the Orlando Magic or the Oklahoma City Thunder. The Magic are sitting there with $49.5 million of cap space. What might it look like with the Orlando Magic, which it seems like for 4 or 5 years Portland and Orlando have been linked on making a deal that we just haven't seen come to fruition. They need a lot of help in a lot of spaces, but they need shooting. Mm-hmm. Is a major priority for them.
As active as things have been, I've not heard anything about Anthony Simons, either from the Blazers side of things or from the outside team side of things, mm-hmm. or from Anthony Simons' agency, BDA, Bill Duffy. So I think that they're looking at the landscape right now and trying to figure out what they want to do. That's where I think the Anthony Simons stuff is right now. I don't feel like there's anything. There's no ball moving.
No.
For anyone in that sense yet. Orlando, they went with Kentavious Caldwell-Pope.
Yep.
Does that close the door on Anthony Simons? No. Does that make things harder? I don't really think so. I think it's just different because it's not, you don't really worry about the cap space because they have plenty of it. Even after signing KCP, I think they have another $25 million, give or take. But there's this opportunity there still, because as it sits right now, their starting lineup would essentially be Jalen Suggs, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, Franz Wagner, Paolo Banchero, Wendell Carter Jr. And as good as that is,
so much length,
you're still missing what?
Shooters.
You're missing some shooting. Like it's a little like the Knicks, if they go small and they go Brunson, Hart, McHale, OG, Randall, or swap out Hart for DiVincenzo, whatever you want to have the shooting on the floor. You're still like, you're not a great shooting team.
Yeah.
Like, you're a good shooting team, but you're not a great shooting team. And so it's like all of these teams that have like these long, switchy, impactful defenders, the drawback for a lot of them is shooting. And it's the same thing. Like, this is why I think you saw Portland kind of pivot with Donovan Clingan and Denny Avdia. And we even had you on to talk about Denny, so we got to get to that at some point.
Yes, we do.
But both those guys are physical.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's a nice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Like, they're incredibly physical, and as much as Portland has been getting bigger, stronger, longer, more athletic, one of the things they kind of lost was some physicality. So you got a Serbian-Israeli dude. That's, I mean, I don't think you could put two more ornery people together. I love them.
Is that where Moraine comes from?
Yes.
The ornery, not evil?
Yes, exactly.
Is that a Serbian-Israeli?
Yes. That is an ornery group if I have ever... if you could take two cultures on this planet and be like, what's the orneriest like duo you could put together? Serbian-Israeli would be super high on that list. And I say that in the most flattering manner. This is like, it's not a detriment at all. And then you get Klingon, who's an absolute monster who wants to kill people all the time. So I think you're seeing a big pivot from the organization on Portland side of things going down this path of like, okay, we want to be switchable and all those kind of things. But also the thing you give up by being switchable a lot of times is physicality.
Look, Chauncey Billups. The style of play that suited him the best in his career was a very physical brand of basketball. And we were talking with Casey Holdall last Wednesday when we were at 10 Barrel, and it was how much do we feel like the way that officiating is changing is going to maybe skew the way that some of the teams are built. And the allowance of more physical style of play, you've got to have it now. And I appreciate that. I like that. Are there any other teams that have either struck deals or whiff that you are looking at as saying, okay, this affects Portland positively or negatively in a trade market or in a player acquisition move? Because there's some teams that have a lot of cap space that are looking to seemingly unload more. Utah, which they're at, what, 38.5 million dollars in cap space, but they're looking to unload one of their biggest contracts.
Well, that's the thing is there has been a slight pivot in that Lowry Marketing could be available. A dark horse I've heard there is the Golden State Warriors, basically giving up everything that they have that's not nailed down for Lowry. Now, is that enough? I don't think so. I've talked to folks in Utah that say that half the league is checked in on Lowry. Half the league, like he's an incredibly sought after player. He's 25 years old, movement, doesn't need the ball, 7 foot. Not a plus defender, but big enough and mobile enough to play multiple positions. Like,
and on a smoking deal. And you're expiring, gonna, that's expiring
yeah,
as well.
You're going to have to pay him. Like, yeah. you're if you trade for him, you're trading for the right to pay him. And you're going to pay him $40-plus million a year. Mm-hmm. But also, I think he's probably worth it. So he could be a guy that comes up on the market. The Lakers are getting hammered right now. They have come up with nothing. And Pelinka has walked away from the table so many times over the years. I think people in L.A. are getting tired of it. They have to be feeling real pressure right now. Does that change the impetus for the desire to move for a Jeremy Grant? I think it certainly puts pressure on them. I think if you're wondering what position they're in right now, I'm sure there's a barrel, and I'm sure he's over the top of it.
Yeah,
that's what it very much feels like with Pelinka right now.
Because they're one of the first apron teams that can't use a trade exception as part of a deal, right? With under the new CBA, you can't use trade exceptions generated from the previous seasons that roll over.
But LeBron opted out, so they
may be safe.
Yeah, I think if the DeMar DeRozan has been rumored as a, I think Chris Haynes actually just said something about it. The it'll either be into an exception kind of a deal, or as the MLE, or as part of a sign and trade with the Bulls.
Okay,
so does that mean LeBron ends up taking a pay cut? That's dicey. I don't know if that's necessarily the case in that vein, particularly if it's just a 1-year deal. If you're LeBron, like, why the hell would I do that there? Before Josh Green got moved in the Klay Thompson deal with Charlotte, I had heard that the Dallas Mavericks were kicking around Matisse Thybulle. Obviously, they offered him the restricted free agency deal last year on July 6th that the Blazers turned around and matched. He's available to be traded as of July 6th.
I was going to say, yeah, when does that, because you it's the match it. Date,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
so July 6th, and then...
You could agree to it in principle, then wait until the 6th, and then consummate the deal.
Next Monday, when league offices open up again, they'd go, boom.
And that's when, for those that are wondering, that's when the deals for the second round picks and Denny Avdia will be made official. Because of how they're structured and what they mean to certain teams, they need to float over into the next league year.
All right.
CBA, yay.
All right. Well, it's been busy, but also kind of dead as it pertains to the hometown team. And that's to be expected.
It's going to be, I'm cautiously optimistic that there's going to be some movement.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.